Hello, you're listening to the Slow American English Podcast with Colleen. The goal of this podcast is to entertain you while boosting your English vocabulary. I will talk about a variety of topics, so sit back, relax, and thanks for listening. Hey everyone! Today's episode of Slow American English is about my trip to Germany. I spent 2 weeks traveling around Germany in October. I visited the cities of Karlsruhe, Ulm, Berlin, Cologne, and Frankfurt. Germany is so beautiful. I love the architecture of the old buildings and churches. The houses are super cute, and I can't get enough of the cobblestone streets. I was fortunate to be able to meet up with some friends, all for the first time. I met them on the language exchange app called Tandem. It was so nice to finally meet these people I've been talking to for a couple of years. So, in this episode, I will talk about my trip and some of the things I loved about Germany and some of the things I didn't love. So, the first thing I wanted to mention about arriving in Germany is that I flew into the Frankfurt airport. When you fly internationally, you normally need to pass through customs. This is where they ask you some questions about your reason for entering the country, and they stamp your passport. Usually, when you exit the plane, you have no choice but to go to the customs agents. Usually, you are sort of funneled into the area with no option to enter anywhere else in the airport until you have been cleared through customs. However, when I exited the plane in Frankfurt, there was no border control. I was allowed to enter the airport and follow the signs to find the train station. At no point was there any customs or border agents to stamp my passport or allow me to enter Germany. I thought this was really strange. Maybe it's because I did not bring any luggage with me, only my carry-on backpack. So maybe before you can get your baggage, there is some sort of checkpoint. I don't know. Although this would still be strange because essentially, Germany is allowing anyone to come in with just a backpack and enter the country without passing through customs. I am not sure why this is the case, but I was really surprised. However, when I flew out of Frankfurt, there were 4 or 5 different checkpoints I had to pass through, each time showing my passport, my plane ticket, and my negative COVID test results. So it seems Germany is more concerned about people leaving the country than about people entering the country. The next thing I want to talk about is the public transport system. So in the US, one thing we hear a lot is that Germany has an amazing public transport system. And it's true. You can get to nearly any city by train or bus. It's completely different than what I'm used to in Minnesota, where you basically have to drive everywhere you want to go. There is no option for me to get anywhere by train or bus from my apartment. But one thing I hear from my German friends is that the trains are always late. I did get to experience this for myself, especially on my first day when I traveled to Colmar, France. Okay, so to get from Karlsruhe, Germany to Colmar, France, I was supposed to change trains 4 times. The first train of the day was late, which caused me to miss my connection at the second stop. So at the second stop, I waited an extra hour to get my next train. This wasn't horrible. The train station had plenty of places to sit and eat or just people watch. I like to see the people rushing by to make their train connections. Once I boarded my train, it was maybe 10 or 15 minutes down the track that the train made a stop on a platform and forced everyone to get off the train. The conductor explained that there was a problem with the engine and she was waiting for instructions. However, she was only explaining the situation in German, and I couldn't understand what was happening. So after a few minutes of anxiety about what I was supposed to do and what was happening, I heard someone speaking English. So I made my way over to these two American guys who were able to understand what happened and helped me to figure out what was going on. We ended up waiting for about 40 minutes on the platform, and then the train came back with a repaired engine to pick us up. So obviously, my next train was already missed. By then, the new train, which was supposed to bring me to Strasbourg, France, decided to end its journey 2 stops sooner. So we had to exit the train again and figure out a new way to get to the next stop. Luckily, there was another train that arrived within 5 minutes heading to Strasbourg. Although this was a French train and it did not have a posted schedule like the German trains do, so it was a bit of an unknown if I was heading to the correct place. And the announcements were only in French, and I could not understand anything. but it did get me to Strasbourg. And from there, I had to figure out my next connection, which only took about 20 minutes to catch my final train to Colmar. So it all worked out, but it was a bit stressful navigating the issues that kept coming up, especially when you're in a foreign country and you don't speak the language. But overall, I actually really like the train system in Germany. The Deutsche Bahn app makes it really easy to book tickets and review train schedules. And the whole day traveling and catching all of these train connections, no one checked my ticket. So essentially, I could have been riding the train for free, but the rest of my time in Germany, my ticket was checked probably half of the trains that I rode. So if I didn't have a ticket, I would have been caught eventually. Oh, and one more thing about the train. Everyone was always so quiet. No one was talking loudly on their cell phone or talking loudly with friends. It was actually really refreshing. In the US, every time I have been on public transportation, it's never like this. People are always talking loudly so you can hear every part of their conversation, or they are on their cell phone talking loudly. It was nice to have a train ride for a few hours without noise. And I wasn't even in the no cell phone area. So I really liked traveling by train, and I wish we had better options like this in Minnesota. All right, so after my excursion to France, I made my way to Ulm, Germany. I was in Ulm for 2 nights, and I absolutely loved this city. It's smaller, about 130,000 people, but it's really nice. I even received a free upgrade at the hotel I stayed at and had an excellent view of the city and the Ulm Munster, which is the tallest church steeple in the world. It was in Ulm that I discovered a place called Coffee Fellows. I don't drink coffee, but I love tea. So I was searching for something to sip as I walked around the city. The woman in the shop recommended a tea drink called a lemon ginger booster. It is so delicious, with fresh ginger, lemon, and mint leaves. I became obsessed and was looking for this Coffee Fellows in every city I went to after that. So if you are in Germany and you find a Coffee Fellows, try the lemon ginger booster. Okay, so another thing I noticed about Germany is nearly every city there is a bakery around every corner. Maybe this is a slight exaggeration, but really, there are bakeries everywhere. And I mean really good bakeries. The choices for fresh breads and pastries is so nice, and Everything is really delicious. This is a big change from where I live. I think my city has maybe two bakeries apart from the grocery stores. And they are mostly for sweets like cupcakes or pastry. There isn't really a nice bakery to buy fresh bread unless you go to the grocery store. Usually each grocery store has a bakery inside it. All right, so from Ulm, I traveled to Berlin, where I stayed for 5 days. Berlin is a huge city with a lot of different cultural things to see. My hotel was directly across the street from the Berlin Wall, and it was really cool to see the art painted on it. But I will say, I think Berlin is the graffiti capital of the world. Literally every building or structure in Berlin seems to have some graffiti. I eventually started looking for places that didn't have graffiti, and I only noticed a few. But it was in Berlin I noticed some differences with traffic. For example, it was confusing to know which lanes you could drive in. In the US, if you have a road with four lanes, two going in each direction, the center of the road always has a yellow border. So in the US, you know you cannot cross a yellow border. It would mean you are driving on the wrong side of the road. However, in Berlin, I couldn't find any center border. The road might have four lanes with two going in each direction, but all four lanes were only separated by white dotted lines. So I asked my friend how he knows which lanes go in which direction. He said, well, you can see where the other cars are driving. I still don't get it. I mean, if you were driving early in the morning when there is no traffic, how do you know if you are on a two-lane road with two different directions, or if you are on a two-lane road that you can only drive one way? I was glad I wasn't the one driving. But I did notice some really nice things about the traffic lights. In the US, when you are waiting at a red light, the light will suddenly turn green. There are so many times where I am waiting behind someone who is not paying attention. So when it turns green, they are still stopped. Sometimes there are people honking their horns to tell the person to go so we don't miss the light. But in Berlin, when you are waiting at a red light, it will turn yellow and then turn green. So when you see it turn yellow, it's like it's telling you to get ready to go. That was so nice. I feel like it's a good little nudge to alert the driver that they are about to have a green light. So there is much less horn honking happening. I think this is a smart idea, and I wish it was implemented in the US. Another nice thing about Germany is that nearly every restaurant has outdoor seating. Of course, we have outdoor eating areas in the US as well, but it seemed much more prevalent in Germany. And even though the weather was getting colder, it was still an option to eat outside. Some places even provided blankets for you to wrap up with if you are cold. Here in Minnesota, the places that do have outside seating usually close when the weather starts to get a little bit chilly. Definitely, it would be hard to find a place with outdoor seating at the end of October. And I've never seen a restaurant provide you with a blanket to warm up with. That was super nice. And I want to officially debunk a stereotype that I have heard about Germans all of my life. I have always heard how German people are not nice, not friendly, not helpful, they don't smile, and they are rude. I have 100% found this to be not true. I found the German people to be really nice, really helpful, and super friendly. I even had some people go out of their way to help me. And I really appreciated all of the interactions I had. And on that note, I wanted to say some special thank yous to some friends who made my trip extra special. So thank you to Uli for driving 9 hours in one day to spend the most perfect day with me in France. Thank you to Kaspar for coming all the way from Estonia to meet me in Berlin, and also for making sure I made it safely back to my hotel. Thank you to Marco for giving me 2 full days of adventure and for not laughing at me when my bike got stuck in the trolley tracks and I fell over. Thank you to Christian for making some time in your busy day to meet me and for sharing my love of pumpkin spice. Thank you to Astrid for being so sweet and for introducing me to your work family. It was so nice to see how much your friends love you. And lastly, thank you to Oliver for being a tourist with me, sharing your umbrella, and also for riding the Kleinbahn with me. You guys are unforgettable and made my trip so awesome. I hope to see you all again soon. So that concludes today's episode. I hope you guys are staying healthy, and I'll see you next time. Hey, it's Colleen. If you would like to give any feedback regarding the episode you just heard, or any suggestions for future episodes, I would love to hear from you. You can contact me at slowamericanenglish@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at slowamericanenglish. If you enjoy what you hear, please subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thanks so much for listening.